Hi, so today we are going to be talking about the principles of profit. In the scripture, one of the most profound statements, marketing statement that Jesus made as per selling the gospel of salvation was, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul?" So, today I want to be able to convince you from this scripture what Jesus was teaching about profit. Because if you understand the scripture correctly, you will see that Jesus is doing a comparison between what we gain against what we lose. It then means that profit is a form of measurement. Profit is as a result of being able to measure what you are gaining against what you're losing. And then, when you think about it correctly, it will mean that in order for you to profit, you have to gain more than you lose, because profit is as a result of an exchange. And this exchange has to do with values. So, if you are losing more than you're gaining, no matter how it looks, you're not making profit. That's why it says, even though you gain the world and you lose your soul. Why is it important to note that when you gain the world, in the eyes of others, in the eyes of everybody, it looks like you have gained so much. Just because we are absent, blind to the soul, it doesn't seem like it's a loss. It feels like, yes, we're making profit. But in the terms that Jesus have used it or have brought it to our knowledge here, we understand that your soul has more value than the world. So if all you're getting is the world in exchange of your soul, then you're getting a loss. Wow, isn't it interesting that Jesus will say the soul? But if we even bring things home, if we like to bring it home, you'll understand that Jesus was also saying in essence that you can gain the world without losing your soul. Yes, this is what he was trying to say, that there's a way, there's a trick, there is a how to gain the world and also have your soul intact. By all means, you should gain the world, but do not lose your soul. That was what he was saying. Because if you lose your soul in gaining the world, you have lost everything. You have gained nothing. So today, when we bring this to the business, a lot of the times people see turnover as profit. Okay, what I got at the end of the day. Oh, it means business is good. So that we made 1.5 million, we made 2 million, we made 10 million, which is good money. But in the terms that Jesus is speaking in, what we should be doing is checking, what do you do to gain 1 million? What do you lose to gain 1 million? What do you lose to gain 10 million. What does it cost you? What does 10 million cost you? What's the cost of gaining 10 million? Exactly. This is what profit is. These are the principles of profit. If you understand what you are losing in order to get what you're gaining, then you understand how to profit. You will know that, you will know when an endeavor or a business or a project or a deal is a profit. So, yeah, what's the challenge most times with keeping a balance is that most people think in terms of money, which is important because money will keep the business running and keep the things going. However, there are certain times when you let go of some cash to gain some relationship. It doesn't seem like it's a good plan. It's a risky endeavor. Like, you're burning cash to maintain a relationship. Think about it. If you would spend money to host a consultant, he's not going to give you money in return. The company would have to pay for his service. However, what he's returning, even though it's not cash, would be more valuable than the money that you spend on him. So, is that a profitable venture? Of course it is. If you bought a lecture or a training and you have to spend your cash to get the training, you are losing money, but you're gaining a training, which makes it more profitable because the training would position you to make more money. You see, if people begin to understand this, you know, they would now know how to position themselves to for more, because profit is about more. It's about increase, it's about expansion. If you are already thinking expansion but don't know how to go about it, if you pay someone who knows how to go about it and he puts you in a position for expansion, that means you have gained more. You lost money, but you're gaining more. Yes. So I want you to give this a thought on your next endeavor, your next purchase, your next practice, your next deal. Think about it. What are you gaining? What are you losing to receive what you gain? Thank you.